Despite spending years and millions of public dollars to address racial inequities in Seattle, there are still disparities. You can see them in health, schools, and juvenile justice. But more white people are noticing these differences in today's political climate, and some anti-racist activists believe this could be a turning point. KUOW's race and equity reporter Patricia Murphy has the story.
When the Reverend David Billings started giving anti-racism trainings in the 80s, he says many people just didn't see it.
When we first started doing the Undoing Racism workshop, a lot of people thought racism was something in the past. No one is saying that now.
Billings is a minister in the United Methodist Church. He's been an activist since the 60s and is one of the early organizers of the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond, an international collective of anti-racists.
I grew up in Macomb, Mississippi, and Mississippi was such a white supremacist state. We had a sovereignty commission in this state, which meant that, you know, if particularly if you were white, if you did anything to appear as a threat to segregation, you could be barred from the state, you could be arrested. So I didn't have to discover racism, it discovered me.
Billings is in Seattle this week talking about his new book, Deep Denial, The Persistence of White Supremacy in United States History and Life. While structural and cultural racism remain entrenched in the U.S., Billings and other activists see a growing awareness by whites of their privilege and their potential role in combating the problem. In King County, African Americans and families of color experience poverty at a disproportionately higher rate. That impacts everything from schools to justice.
There are 125 people downstairs, and they're coming in right now.
Last August, more than 100 activists temporarily shut down a Seattle City Council meeting in protest over a plan to fund a new police precinct in the North End. Money, they say, could be better spent on social services. For anti-racism activists like Colleen Kelly, it's a positive sign.
20 years ago, when we were initially trying to have these conversations, there's no way we would have had the kind of participation or activism that we are seeing now.
Kelly has been a member of European Dissent Seattle. That's D-I-S-S-E-N-T. For two decades. European Dissent is an offshoot of the People's Institute for Survival and Beyond. Kelly says their Facebook page has 3,000 followers. Their monthly community meetings are packed.
I think there has been progress over those years in terms of the number of people's and the depth of people's understanding of what white privilege is, that it's a real thing. There's more and more acceptance that that's an ongoing reality that needs to be challenged, that we as white people have a very significant role in participating in challenging that.
Kelly says members of the group use their own white privilege to advance activism. European Dissent's recent workshop, Lobbying While White, drew more than 150 people. Still, Kelly says being an anti-racist activist in a politically progressive city like Seattle can be challenging because people don't necessarily recognize their racial bias.
If they think they're doing all the right things as liberal white people or liberal people of any background, it's easy to point fingers at other people being the problem.
I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.